Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
We are excited about the word of God that is going to come forward. It is going to definitely help you. You want the victory in life. You want to be able to have an ever-flowing wave of blessings. You have to make sure that you are walking in alignment with your character in place. This means we always preach about assessing yourself, about always examining yourself. Sometimes we can talk ourselves into such a righteous place that we need teachings like this that will begin to now show us a mirror. So where you think that you are perfected, you are actually flawed. Where you think that you have arrived, you have actually are delayed in arriving. So these are things now that we're going to come forward and teach you to be able to know that you're walking in the correctness of God's character, that you are walking in the lifestyle, the personality, the right, the clean spirit, a renewed right spirit, so that you're not hindering yourself, but even those around you. You can be such a, as you think, a progressor in your personal life, but you're hindering those around you without even knowing. So this is an important teaching, and my husband and I, we've been teaching together. We have collectively over 40 years experience in ministry. And I'm telling you, we have, if we did approximation, we have probably tens of thousands of hours of teaching. And I'm telling you, those that we have logged, the ones that we have recorded, we know for a fact we have tens of thousands of hours just recorded, and so many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours we did not record. And we say, oh, man, we should have recorded that. It was some good revelation. So this is one of those teachings General Andrew brought forth about Jezebel, talking about the spirit, recognizing the spirit, and how to come clean. Just be real with yourself. Some of you all may not have every single thing that he's going to talk about, but if you can identify with one bullet point, if you can identify with several, then that's your opportunity to say, you know what, Lord, I don't even want this one little small that resembles a Jezebel spirit. I want to walk in the righteousness of your character, of your spirit. So I want even now all of the hearts to get your pens that are on the line, all of the hearts that can hear me, get your papers. Let's take some notes. Heavenly Father, thank you for the word of God that is going to come forward. Thank you, Lord, that we are going to hear the correctness of your word, the infallible written word of God, the unadulterated word of God, that it is going to penetrate our heart, that it will not fall on thorny hearts, but a heart of flesh to absorb so it can be transformed, that we will not just be hearers of your word, but we will also be doers, that we will live and apply even today, walking forward so that we can have the victory in our life. I want everybody on the line to say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
The empowering word.
I'm ready for the empowering word.
And God bless you. God bless you all.
God bless you.
Everybody from just joining in from different parts of the earth. God bless you. Not going to be on here long. Just felt led to bless you with some wisdom, supernatural strategies. Hey, God bless you. I prophesied to some of y'all. But really, I just wanted to get this word out about, just give a few rundowns. You probably heard this before a little bit. Maybe some, maybe haven't. But I'm just going to get into it. Talking about the spirit of Jezebel, 2 Kings 9:10, it says, as for Jezebel, dogs would devour her on the plot of the ground of Jezreel, and no one would bury her. Then he opened up the door and ran. I'm going to repeat this, but I just got to say, it says, as for Jezreel, dogs would devour her. So right there is showing that when you have the spirit of Jezebel, it's sort of like having a spirit of murder. You ever heard you reap what you sow? Jesus specifically said, those who live by the sword, die by the sword. So you're going to reap that exact same spirit back. If you kill somebody, eventually somebody's going to kill you because you live that lifestyle. So it's sort of like that with the spirit of Jezebel. It says, dogs will devour her on the plot of the ground of Jezreel. Understand, Jezebel is a spirit, and it can attack to both male and female. But primarily, Jezebel attacks or attaches itself to the female spirit. And it says right here that dogs will devour her. Now, that's not the fate of everyone, dogs getting eaten up by dogs. But what it's saying in this context is, it's saying that the spirit, those who have the spirit of Jezebel, if they keep moving in that spirit, eventually they will have a violent death. Whether it's a car crash or fall off a building, God forbid. You know what I'm saying? But they will have a violent death. Listen to what it says right here. God bless you, Zephany, and everyone else that's coming on from around the world. Listen to me. It says in 2 Kings 9:10, as for Jezebel, dogs will devour her on the plot or the ground of Jezreel. It says devour. Devour. That word in that context means to eat up, means to consume. They will consume her. Matter of fact, if you look at other passages, it actually tells when she fell out the window, dogs devoured and ate up her body. They ate up her whole body. All I think it was like hands or feet that was left. And she and it goes on to say, no one would bury her. She doesn't even, God is saying this spirit is so bad that she doesn't even deserve a proper burial. You understand what, and if you understand history, when people would, when different sides will go to war, different nations will go to war, depending, actually both sides, what they would do, they would have respect for one another to the point where they would say, let us bury our dead. At least let us bury our dead. That was respect. But God is saying, I don't respect you. God is saying, I don't like you. You have turned your face against me, and I've turned my face against you. You don't even deserve a proper burial. That's deep right there. All of this off this one text we just pulled that out of. It says in 2 Kings 9:10, as for Jezebel, it says that she's going to have a violent death. Why? Because it says dogs will devour her. It said on the plot of the ground at Jezreel. That was actually prophetic because the prophet or the person that spoke that prophesied that, and it actually came to pass. And it goes on to say no one will bury her. It's saying, again, you don't even deserve a proper burial. That's deep. And then it says he opened the door and ran. The reason that he ran is because if you understand this, the spirit of Jezebel, the spirit of Jezebel is like cousins to the spirit of murder. If you even understand Elijah did what? He hid in the cave when Jezebel was pursuing him. That spirit wants to kill the prophet. That spirit wants to kill both female and male, but predominantly it attacks the male counterpart. Do you hear what I'm saying? So let's just run down real quick some characteristics of Jezebel. Number one, if you read scripture, you'll see that Jezebel was very manipulative. She used manipulation to get her way. Number two, Jezebel would play the victim. Jezebel sometimes plays the victim. She uses crocodile tears. It's always everybody against her, and she is not at fault. These are characteristics of Jezebel. Number one, Jezebel is very manipulative. Number two, Jezebel plays the victim. Number three, Jezebel, this is so very important because a lot of people miss this here. Jezebel creates generational curses that leaks down to the younger generation. Did you hear what I said? So if a person has a spirit of Jezebel and they have children, that same spirit can infect that child, and then it'll be reciprocal. It'll constantly go on and on and on. It'll be a generational curse. Whether it's a male or a female, that spirit wants to attach itself to the younger generation. Jezebel creates generational curses. If you study Jezebel's life in scripture, it even shows that during her lineage, what she came from, which was royalty. Jezebel, see, God wants to give royalty. But Jezebel is the opposite of royalty. What is the opposite of royalty? Even though she came from royalty, the enemy wanted to corrupt that, and that's what he did in her bloodline. What is the opposite of royalty? The opposite of royalty is disloyalty. As I oftentimes tell people, loyalty creates royalty. Loyalty creates royalty. But Jezebel She was the direct opposite of that. Let's go down the line. This is a very brief teaching. I want you, because somebody needs to hear this. Matter of fact, somebody got an older lady. The Lord is showing me right now. Somebody has an old, like a grandmother in their family, and she has a strong spirit of Jezebel on her. Pray for her. Pray for her, but she's been messing up. Matter of fact, it's been so strong, and I'm trying to be very sensitive to this, but I got to say, the spirit has been so strong it even creeped over to the little boys. Jezebel can be subtle as well. You got to really watch this spirit. Number four, Jezebel causes confusion. What is the opposite of confusion? The opposite of confusion is God. Did you hear what I said? The opposite of confusion is God, because the Bible says God is not the author of confusion. What is the opposite of God? The opposite of God is evil, which is Satan. So Jezebel causes Satan to be, the spirit of Satan to be released in our lives. Am I teaching somebody something? Jezebel causes the spirit of Satan to be released into our lives. What is the spirit of Satan? The spirit of Satan is the direct opposite of Jesus Christ. I guess it's safe to say it is Antichrist. So Antichrist, anti meaning, that word anti meaning against. Against. Jezebel creates the spirit that is against God. Did you hear what I said? Jezebel creates the spirit that is against God. She causes confusion. She causes drama. She causes distress and so forth. That's number four. This is a very brief teaching. I can go so deep into this, but I don't have time. But the Holy Spirit wanted me to really give this to somebody tonight. So I just wanted to touch bases on live tonight. Number five, Jezebel is very jealous. Jezebel is jealous. She could be jealous of her sister. She could be jealous of her brother. She could be jealous of her children. She could be jealous of her husband. Or the husband can have the spirit of Jezebel and can be jealous of her. Remember what I told you. Jezebel affects both male and female. A male can have this spirit as well. But predominantly, it affects the female. So I just wanted to put that out there. Jezebel is a very, very jealous spirit. Let's go down to number six. Jezebel is very insensitive to the needs of those around her. She only thinks about herself and what she can gain, her motive and her agenda. Number seven, Jezebel, as I said earlier, the church, we especially a lot of people with victim mentalities, we try to say, oh yeah, the pastor or the prophet got the Jezebel spirit. I've been hearing a lot of that lately, and that can be true. That can be true, the prophet or the pastor, whatever, can have the Jezebel spirit. But mostly, when it comes to scripture, biblical-based teachings, it's talking about Jezebel coming against a leader, not the leader coming against Jezebel. Jezebel coming against a prophet. Jezebel tries to destroy the prophets of God. Did you hear what I said? Jezebel will always try to destroy the prophet of God. In many ways, Jezebel will try to tear down the prophet by tearing down their self-esteem. Jezebel will try to tear down the prophet by trying to tear down their enthusiasm. Jezebel will try to tear down their confidence. Jezebel will try to make them look weak or appear weak. Jezebel will even also try to put on a show in front of others so that she can gain favor in other people's sight against the prophet. Now, I don't always got to be a prophet. It could be anybody. But I'm using scriptural. I'm being based upon scriptural foundation here. That's what Jezebel does. Jezebel tries to put on a show to get as many people on her side as she can so that they can rally up against the prophet and destroy a prophet. Remember what I told y'all before. I told y'all that there's a spirit of influence that's going throughout the land. If you need in any given region to have a major spirit of influence, you need a certain amount or a major group of people collectively gathering together to create the influence of the spirit in that region. Just like in Chicago, you got the murder spirit. That is an influential spirit. That murder spirit has to rally up a lot of people, get a lot of people people emotions rallied up to begin to operate and support that spirit in that region, ultimately creating a king demon. I'm not going to go into the depths of that teaching right there, but that's the same way Jezebel operates, even in a, on a smaller scale. She tries to get people get on her side to come against the prophet. Listen to this now. Number eight. We talked about number seven. She tries to destroy the prophet. Number eight. Jezebel causes heart issues. If you and your heart be palpitating or skipping off beat or you can't breathe, Jezebel affects not only is it a spirit that affects the emotions, but it is a spirit that affects the body. Did you hear what I said? Jezebel is not only a spirit that affects the emotions, but it is a spirit that affects the body. You wonder why you're having heart issues or chest pains and things of that nature. That's because you have succumbed or you have opened yourself up to the spirit of Jezebel.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.